We are very happy with the funds that have been availed. It works out at approximately $7 million a year for the whole country, which is quite inadequate. But hey, every little bit helps. So we are very grateful to the UN, for availing the funds for Zimbabwe industry.
So do you see any significant improvement, although you are saying it's not enough, it's not adequate, but do you see any movement that might occur towards reindustrialization?
We are looking at that amount of money probably not being enough for a single big company in Zimbabwe. So it's not going to be really significant, but it's a start. And what I'm saying is we are very happy with this small step that we are starting off with. And as the Chinese say, a journey of 1,000 miles must start with the first step, isn't it?
Do you think this is an indication that there are good things to come?
I sincerely hope so. If we get this money and the people who have provided the money get the feeling that it has been used properly and it has produced results, then hopefully they will be tempted to give us more.
Now, talking of proper use of the fund, do you see it being properly used?
Well, depends entirely on what kind of oversight mechanisms are in place. If there is oversight, proper oversight, then the money should not be misused. But if there is no oversight, then yeah, there is a possibility the money could be misused. So it really depends on what oversight facilities have been put in place.
This money is specifically for industry, or do you see some of it being used for agriculture, for example?
Well, I think we would have got better results from agriculture. But what we see in the press is that this money is for industry. So the money is going to be used in industry, although my personal opinion is that we might have been able to get a higher return on investment through agriculture.